KCAVOA, KFAEDQ. Yeah, Ron, the dishwashers, you'd be surprised. You know, when you said they don't make things like they used to, yeah, you're absolutely correct about that. I think we peaked in the 90s when it came to building things, maybe early 2000s. Other than that, yeah, I came up with a code plug. I tried to help with that radio. Maybe loading OpenGD 77 on that radio will help it. I don't know. I stuck around this weekend. I went to the animal shelter. I walked some dogs. I finished some projects around the house, chores and whatnot. So, feeling pretty good about the weekend. I'm ready to start work again, and then I go camping next weekend, so I'm hoping that the weather, I haven't checked the weather report, but I hope it's clear for me, and I hope I have a good time. But, yeah, I think that's all I got for this round. I haven't played too much with the radio, but I updated some of my GMR code plugs and updated the contacts in a couple of them just to make sure they're up to date. That's all I got for this round. KFAEDQ, back to net control.
Well, thank you there, Mike. And just wondering if you folks have tried a factory reset on the radio and then tried to program it, see if that works. That's been a common problem with some of the radios out there, especially the Chinese ones. People have done factory resets and have been able to go through and then program it. Next, we'll go to KDATAZ with NAKPR on standby, KCAVOA.